A new assessment for students seeking teacher certification in New York State has been causing controversy. The test's implementation has been delayed, but as WRVO's Amy Hirsch reports, many are saying the assessment still has unresolved issues.
It's called the EdTPA, which stands for Educative Teacher Performance Assessment. The test was to become a requirement for teacher certification on May 1st. But the Board of Regents implemented a safety net for students who fail the EdTPA to earn initial certification. United University Professions, the union that represents professors at the State University of New York, supports the delay, but says the EdTPA was initially rolled out too quickly.
Our overall concern is that the EdTPA has been imposed without adequate consultation of teacher educators.
That was Jamie Dangler, Vice President for Academics at UUP. She says prior to the delay, there had not been enough time to address potential problems, since the test was chosen by the State Education Department in March 2012. But the State Education Department disagrees. In 2009, New York began creation of its own performance assessment. In 2012, they chose the EdTPA instead. The goal is to make sure new teachers are effective in the classroom before they are certified. Stephanie Wood Garnett is an assistant commissioner of the New York State Education Department.
New York State educators have had not only our own developed performance experiences, but they also then, when we adopted the EdTPA, had the opportunity to pilot that assessment as well.
Wood Garnett says the EdTPA emphasizes performance.
We know that the most important factor in any student's success is the quality of their teacher. So we are working hard to support our programs and our candidates and make certain that our teachers are able to support all kids so that they graduate from high school, college, and career ready.
Dangler says that for UUP, the rollout of the EdTPA has been reminiscent of Common Core.
We have gone on record asking for not only a delay in implementation, but also for SED to address concerns about the validity of the EdTPA.
Dangler also says the delay will help the spring graduates who have had the least amount of time to prepare.
It's the short-term problem of helping this current class of students who really have been victimized by a very poor rollout of the EdTPA. So that's our immediate concern, is to not hold them hostage to what has been very poor decision-making on the part of the State Education Department.
Until July 2015, teacher candidates who don't pass the EdTPA the first time can get a five-year certification by passing another test, but they will eventually have to retake the EdTPA. For WRVO News, I'm Amy Hirsch.